Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today we have Zachary Garrett with us. Zachary plays the General Hospital's newest character, Levi, a.k.a. Maxie's love interest. We'll sit down with Zachary and chat about his career, what it's like being on a daytime soap opera, and we'll just generally have a good time. This should be fun. And I have my esteemed colleague with me, Emily. Hey, Em, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's everyone else? Even though they can't respond to that, let me know how you guys are.
I'm pretty good.
I feel like I can talk to people, but they can't hear me, so it's like a one-sided conversation. Whatever.
Without further ado, let's go on and bring on our special guest, Zachary Garrett.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Zach, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much, and thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well
we're really excited that you're
on.
Coming on. So.
That's great to be here. Yeah, we're sort of covering the three of the four corners of the United States just in this phone call, so that's pretty good geographically.
Yes. So let's just get started, because we have a lot to talk about. Okay, so Cody, I'm going to get started with, like, the fun questions, and then we can talk GH, like, at the end.
Okay.
All right.
So, what are your current favorite shows on TV or shows that you watch?
I watch a stack of shows, Emily. My mate on the show, Ryan, who plays Nathan, we're, like, fully into Game of Thrones at the moment. We are, and Kirsten, who plays Maxie, we're Game of Thrones addicts. And we had a boys' night in here on Sunday night at Ryan's place, where we basically just sat down, you know, just like these two teenage girls just desperate to catch up on our TV show. So we were just glued to the television for Game of Thrones. So I'm really into that. But I love True Detective. That's a great show. The Newsroom as well. It's sort of a bit of a HBO trend here I'm starting to pick up on. I really like those shows. But there's a couple of great Australian shows too, which are awesome, like Summer Heights High, Wentworth, which is about a women's prison, sort of similar to Orange is the New Black. Really, really cool kind of gritty TV shows. They've got a great depth of character, and they've got a great depth of narrative, which really, really drag you in. And of course, you know, being a bloke in his 20s, I was very much into Entourage for a very long time with my friends. So, yeah, I've got quite a broad flavor when it comes to TV shows. I like quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's obsessed with Game of Thrones right now. Like, my parents are obsessed with it. Like, they binge-watch this show all the time. And I always come in, like, what are you guys watching? They're like, Game of Thrones, shut up.
And in so many ways, it's like a medieval soap opera. You know, it's like a medieval soap opera, just with more clothes off, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. okay, what type of music do you like, and who are some of your favorite singers or bands?
Oh, there's lots again, Em. See, where I grew up in my hometown of Newcastle, it's got a really good music scene. And my mates played in a band back home there called Fictions, and we really liked them. We followed them around for a while they cut albums and toured Australia. But you know a band called The Verve? You know the guys who sing Bittersweet Symphony?
Awesome. Okay, let's see, what else do I have? Who are some of your personal role models or favorite actors, idols, like that?
Yeah, I look lots again. There's guys like two American blokes I really look up to and respect just because of their work ethic and their talents. Again, guys like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, I think they're fantastic because just the fact that they can create something like Good Will Hunting but continually grow and evolve in their careers. Like what Ben Affleck did with Argo was brilliant, but what they cover with their acting range and also their capabilities within the film industry, I find really admirable. And they're two blokes that I really look up to and I really enjoy watching career-wise. But guys like Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe, a couple of other Australian actors who have worked so hard for so long in the industry and they have just so much success, you know, these are people that I really deeply admire because they just have such a great work ethic. They've got a great work ethic. They cover a lot of territory. And, you know, I can't sing, I can't dance, so I'm not quite like Hugh Jackman in that regard. But if I could just have like a little bit of what they've achieved in their careers, I'd be a pretty happy person. But that's sort of my goal, is to be able to write and create and act in my own work, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck do, and Russell Crowe's most recently done with his first ever directed film called The Water Diviner, which is looking really cool. And guys like Joel Edgerton, who was in The Great Gatsby, he does a lot of his own stuff back in Australia too. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of people that I admire for different reasons in the industry, like guys like Robin Williams. I mean, Robin Williams is a champion, someone who can, like, make you laugh so much, but also he's so emotive. Like, he can make you cry at the drop of a hat. Like, he just makes you feel things. He makes you happy, he makes you sad, and that's a real ability. And it goes back to as far as someone like Peter Sellers, another old actor, from British actor who I really liked and my father introduced me to very young. So, yeah, it's there's a broad cross section of people that I deeply admire for various reasons, basically.
Yeah, well, I totally understand what you mean about Robin Williams, because like he has that show now on on CBS, I think, and that's really hilarious.
Yeah, the crazy one.
But like,
yeah.
And then I watched him one time on, he was guest starring as like the suspect on Law and Order, and he was this really crazy off the wall guy that was like blowing people up, and it's amazing, like the contrast that he could do. Like, I totally agree with you. I love him.
Yeah, and it's a little bit scary too. I mean, remember One Hour Photo? He was so creepy in that movie, like with the bleached hair and the glasses. He just had this real. He looked, if you saw him looking through your window, you'd be freaked out by it. So he just had that. Yeah, he just had that real eerie kind of, like, he just made you feel dirty, kind of feeling. But again, you know, that's acting. This is what actors do. We portray things, you know. So he's wonderful like that, and people who can have that kind of contrast and dichotomy in their performances, you know, that's something pretty admirable, and they're blokes and women too who I really, really admire and look up to. I mean, look at Kate Blanchett. She's amazing. She's just amazing. And what she does back home in Sydney, she runs a Sydney theatre company. So she does all these Oscar-winning films and then goes back and turns in some phenomenal performances on stage. So, yeah, these are people who I deeply, deeply admire.
Yeah. Okay, outside of acting, do you have other hobbies, passions? Like, what do you like to do?
So I do a stack of things. For example, on Sunday, just gone, Ryan, my mate from St. John Hospital, he said, "Man, I've got to take you to Ren Faire." I went, "Well, what's Ren Faire?" He said, "Oh, it's this medieval, like, it's basically a Renaissance fair. You go there, you dress up, you get swords, and you walk around all day, you know, like it's medieval times." And my mates and I, we love Lord of the Rings, and we love that kind of medieval stuff. So I went, "Oh, absolutely, please." So we went along dressed in the full knight's outfit with the swords and the whole thing, spent all day drinking mead, eating turkey legs, living like it was the 1600s. So I like that kind of stuff, like to indulge that kind of side of life. But I'm really into sport. I love soccer. Like, I love Everton's my team. I follow in the EPL. I played rugby league when I was very young. You guys know rugby league over here? Or do you know rugby union?
I know what it is, but I don't.
I'm a huge soccer fan myself. I mean,
okay.
I love soccer.
Who do you follow?
If it's any soccer team, I love it. I mean, I actually, in high school, I was the boys soccer manager for 3 years, so that's when I fell in love with it. Yeah.
It's a great game to watch. I mean, dramatic. It's a really dramatic game. Even what happened to Liverpool on the weekend. Like, Liverpool haven't won a title for 20-odd years, even though they're the rival to my team. They haven't won a title for 20 years. They're up 3-0 against Crystal Palace. And then, like, in the last 15 minutes, they lose. They draw 3-all. So they've lost the
chance.
Yeah, no. And you got to feel sorry for them. Like, you sort of... And Luis Suarez, who's a player for Liverpool, just walked off the field crying his eyes out. And I just thought, now that's a lingering image. that's what you want to leave, is just walking up the field with your head buried in New Jersey. That's a really endearing image.
But
that's the sport. That's what it's like. It can be really heartbreaking like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I really like that, and I really enjoy it. Always have, always been really passionate about that. But when I'm in Los Angeles, I love going to the movies, going to see good theater, you know, going out and enjoying disappearing into a narrative for a couple of hours is a lot of fun as well. And the beach back home, love going for a swim, love going for surf. It's great. It's really, really great. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Cody, do you have any questions? Because I know that you have some good ones, and I didn't want to steal your good questions like I did the last time.
I understand. I think you about covered it, but we do have a caller on the line if you want to.
Oh, yeah, someone called us. I love when people call us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Love to have a chat.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
A 209, you're on. A 209, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Okay. 209, you're on.
My name is Christy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad to be on the radio with all of you. I actually follow Zachary, and he follows me back on Twitter.
Awesome.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you voice to voice for a change, Christy. How are you going?
Good, good. I'm under CM Beauty Magic.
Alrighty. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I know you are, yeah.
Yeah, I love you as Levy on General Hospital. I think you're doing an awesome job, and you're bringing the comedy to daytime.
Oh, thank you, Dale. I do my best.
It's so awesome to be talking to you instead of just tweeting. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's a little different when you can hear someone's voice, isn't it? It's a bit more of a connection there, right?
Yeah, it's more of a connection to a digital world. Connection. And I just love it how you banter back and forth between your castmates, and I actually photobomb him when he leaves it open. So you can look back on our tweets and you see that he teases his castmate Ryan Pavey on Twitter, and then he leaves it open and I put my two cents in, and with pictures too.
Yeah, we do appreciate the pictures, I can tell you that. I think you've definitely made me look a lot better in the pictures, so thank you very much for your graphic abilities. It's much appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope you have a long run on General Hospital. That's my favorite show, and it's been around for 51 years. And it's have new people come on to show, included with the originals, and it just keeps it going. That's why it's been going for so long. And I think,
it's fascinating like that. You know, I mean, I coming from Australia, I didn't know too much about the show apart from that it'd been running for so long. But it's a great show to be a part of. I'm really, really enjoying it. And Levi is going to have some very interesting times ahead. I think there's a couple of interesting scenes and a few good moments coming up in the coming weeks for Levi. So I think we're all going to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I really love you on there, and hopefully I'll see you on Nurses Ball, ?
I think you're a good chance to, Christy.
Okay. Well, it was really nice talking to you.
Great talking to you too, Dale. Thanks very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm back. I did have a question while she was talking. I did have a question. How has the transition been to a soap opera coming from your background? How has the transition been?
It's really interesting, actually. It's a good question because with film and TV, you generally, to give you some sort of context, with a TV show like My History in TV in Australia has been, you normally shoot, say, 6 to 8 scenes a day, whereas in a film, you might do 3 to 5 scenes a day, depending on what the coverage needs to be done. But on General Hospital, they shoot about 70 to 80 scenes a day. So it's incredibly fast. It's incredibly busy. You've got to be on the ball from the moment you step on the set. You've got to have your lines down. You've got to be ready to go. So you've got to have a really strong work ethic, and you've got to be in the zone, ready to rip as soon as you step onto the set. So it's a very fast way to work. It's a very challenging way to work, but it's a very, very interesting and enjoyable way to work as well. Because as an actor, you sort of stretched a bit more because you've got to transition between things so quickly and so honestly and so directly that it's a very interesting environment to work in. But it's been a very quick transition because I've had to sort of pick it up almost immediately. But the people I work with make it so easy, like the other actors and the wonderful crew around the whole thing make it so easy to kind of slip into the environment that it's not quite as challenging as it may have been, because it can be quite a bit of a jarring change given the amount of work that needs to be done. But I love it. You know, I absolutely love it. I love being busy, because sometimes as an actor you spend so much time doing nothing or waiting or things are quiet. It's really nice to be flat out, which is very, very welcome. Very welcome indeed.
Now, I've had a chance to speak with several of your AGH co-stars, and I have to be honest with you. Those people are some of the sweetest people on the face of the planet.
What would you say? They're some of the what on the face of the planet?
The sweetest people on the face of the planet.
Oh,
I mean, they're just just gracious and just so down to earth and sweet.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what makes it so much more enjoyable and so much easier to be a part of, you know, like when you're dealing with people who are just lovely, gregarious, welcoming, polite,
right,
kind, it makes it a lot easier to go to work and a lot more enjoyable.
And I agree.
It helps so much. Yeah, yeah. So we're very lucky in that regard.
I have a ton of respect for anybody in the daytime community, yourself included.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of respect for you guys.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very, very much.
Yeah, because I have, like, a lot of theater that I've done, and, you know, you have a long time to rehearse. You have months to rehearse for theater, and then you perform for, like, a week. I don't think there's any way I could do a soap, like, because there's so much, like, you have to, like, know everything and film really quickly, and I don't know that I could actually keep up with that, because I'm used to the learn it for 6 months and then do it for a week thing. Like, I don't think that I could ever do a soap being from theater.
Yeah, well, it's interesting like that, Emily, because I've been theatrically trained, and I've done the last project I did in Australia before I came here was a stage play, a theater production back
mm-hmm.
home that was very successful. Actually, we did really well with it. We're very proud, but it was again, you know, you had your 4 or 5 months of rehearsal, then we had I can't remember how long the run was, but it was a pretty decent run, but this is the thing about being an actor, is you've got to be flexible like that, because even when you're doing a feature film, you know, you might be ready to do your big scene, but it might rain on the day. So they flick through the pages and they say, well, it's raining, we can't shoot outside, let's shoot this scene inside, a scene that you might not have prepared for, you know, at all. So you've got to be prepared for spontaneity in film and
mm-hmm.
TV. And you've got to be able to work quickly, and sometimes you have the luxury of rehearsal, which is like one of my favorite things, because like you, it's nice to have some time to kind of immerse yourself into it, get stuck into it a bit more and enjoy it. But also having that spontaneity and that unpredictability can be really, really interesting as well, because as an actor, you sort of got to be on the balls of your feet, ready to go, as opposed to sort of easing into it and time and finding the right positions and finding the right emotional places. Sometimes just by getting on set and just letting rip, you know, you find the most amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good experience.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, like, with a soap, you don't have time to dwell on things and, like, overanalyze what you're going to do. You just have to do it and, like, be done when you're done and, like, let it go. Like, You do it once,
yeah.
You're done, let it go. You can't get
yeah.
too critical of yourself.
Exactly right. You know, whereas like you might go into an audition and you've had ages and ages to rehearse it, and then you sort of go, oh no, you know, I don't think they'll like this, and I don't think they'll like that, or I've made the wrong decision here, and you talk yourself out of things. Whereas if you just
mm-hmm.
don't have time to think about it, you just go in there and just do it, and then you just walk away
yeah.
and go, all right, it's done. I did the best I possibly can, and that's the way it works with General Hospital. You know, you put a lot of faith in the hands of the directors and the other actors, and you just go in and you get stuck in, which is a really, really good way
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, no, I was curious, what was the audition process for General Hospital like for you?
It's cool. Yeah, it's interesting. It's really, really interesting. So I came over from Sydney in January for pilot season, and I've got a manager over here, and she sent me for General Hospital last year, and I met Mark, the casting director, who's an absolutely beautiful human being, top bloke. And I went in for a different role this year, and which is, of course, the role of Levi. But basically, you do what's called a pre-read. So you go into the audition room, and the first time I did it, I didn't know what a pre-read was. I just thought, oh, well, I'll just go in there, do the audition. It'll be like any other audition. There'll be a camera, read the scenes, and away you go. But no, it's like a job interview. You sort of sit across from Mark. He's on the other side of his desk. You're on the other side of his desk. And you just read the scene. And he goes, okay, yeah, thanks very much. That was really good. That was great. All right, let's just try it again this way. So then you do it again, and he'll go, thanks very much. See you later. So I went for that probably the second week I was here for pilot season. And then I found out about the callback about 2 weeks later when my manager said, you've got to go meet the executives. So I went in on the Wednesday, and it was me and Mark and the two executives from the show. One was Frank, the other was MG. And it was interesting again because it was just us in the room doing the scene. And there were they called back nine other guys for it. And there was actually a bloke from Sydney there who I knew too. So it was like a little reunion in the waiting room. And then I left, and I got in the car, and I was driving back, and I remember because it was a really rainy, it was like, you know, it never rains in Los Angeles, but it was a beautiful rainy day, and I was jammed in traffic, as always, in Los Angeles. And I got the call about a half hour later from my manager saying, saying you got the role. So it was an interesting process. It was a different process, but, you know, by the time you get that phone call saying, congratulations, you start work next week, it's a great feeling. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Cody,
yeah.
Do you have more questions?
I do have one more. When were you bit by the acting bug initially?
Well, as you probably know, we have very many venomous creatures in Australia. Very dangerous things that they want to kill you. But as for acting bugs, well, I'm yet to come across one fully. There's plenty of spiders. But as for an acting bug, mate, I broke my foot. I was going to be a fighter pilot. I really wanted to be a fighter pilot in the Royal Australian Air Force. But I broke my foot when I was 14, just fooling around with my mates, as 14-year-old boys do. And I broke my foot, and I couldn't play sport anymore, which really sucked. And I couldn't fly fighter jets, which really sucked. So I kind of thought, well, you know, I've sort of always liked public speaking and that. So I started doing a bit of public speaking and a little bit of drama, you know, a few drama lessons here and there. And I signed with an agent in Sydney, and then I signed with a bigger agent in Sydney. And I think this was over a three-year period. I did a couple of plays and a couple of ads, you know, for a few big American products, which was fun. And then when I was 16, I got cast in the lead role of my first ever TV show, which was a 3.5-month shoot in Perth, which is on the west coast of Australia, a beautiful little town, gorgeous place, lots of beaches and that. And, well, it's not a town, it's a city. I shouldn't say it's a town. And it was 3.5-month shoot in Perth and then a 3.5-month shoot in Ireland. So it was pretty amazing to get that as my first gig. And I learned a lot about working as an actor on a set in film and TV just from that production. So it started all pretty young for me, Katie. It was sort of something that I never truly aspired to as a kid. It was just something I kind of enjoyed. And then as I went along, I just And like anything that you enjoy, you want to be good at it because you love it. So the more I did it, the better I wanted to be, and the harder I worked. And now here I am in Los Angeles talking to you two wonderful people.
Awesome.
I wanted to know, what are like some of the major differences of living like in Los Angeles versus living in Australia?
Well, you guys drive on the wrong side of the road, so... for a start, and the water goes the other way. That's pretty noticeable. But the fact that, you know, I've never lived in a big city like this before. Like I've lived my hometown Newcastle on the east coast of Australia, about 2 hours north of Sydney, is a small beach. It's not too small, but it's a beach town, and everybody, you know, it's sort of like it's pretty hard not to walk around without bumping into someone that you know. And then coming here to Los Angeles, where the place is so busy all the time, it's very, very noticeable. But one thing I have noticed is just the similarities between Americans and Australians. There's so many, you know, like you guys are so gregarious and so excited and so confident, and you just want to get out there and get stuck into things. And I really, really like that. And in Australia, we have that too, but we're sort of a bit more, you know, just chill, lay back, go to the beach, have a beer. And because when we're taught to do an American accent, we're taught to sort of, you know, you got to be forward, you got to be confident, you got to go forward in the mouth, you got to be like, yes, we can do this, we can do this. You got to be really boisterous. And when I talk to Americans and spend time in LA, I think it's great because it's so funny, it's so different, and people are just so, people talk, you know. I've heard so many funny things on the street, just people yelling things at each other and on the subway. It's a really, really interesting place. And when I went back home a couple of weeks ago for my mate's wedding, it was so noticeable just how quiet my little suburb in Newcastle is compared to here. So it's a hell of an adventure to kind of come over here and live where I've always wanted to live and be where I've always wanted to be as an Australian, you know, from a relatively small town on the east coast of New South Wales.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand the, like, small town city thing because I'm from a really, really small place in Alabama, and, like, everyone knows each other, and, yeah, it's, like, 30 miles to, like, a grocery store. Like, it's that out in the country. And then I live in Cincinnati now. We moved here when I was younger, and so it's really different living in, like, a central city with a lot of people and where people actually, like, come to, like, visit, like, tourists. So it's interesting, definitely.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, I'm staying in my mate's place at the moment, and I'm moving into my new flat at the end of this week. But I live just down the road from Universal Studios. And as a kid, you know, like growing up, watching Jurassic Park and E.T. and all these famous movies from Universal Studios, to run to the gym every day and see that sign, like above the tree line. Oh, it just always brings a smile to my face. And then sometimes it really drives me crazy because you drive, you're sitting there in an 8-lane freeway and you're not moving. Like you're sitting in an 8-lane freeway and you just, no one's going anywhere. I mean, isn't that the purpose of an 8-lane freeway, so that we can travel
quickly?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
well, you should come here. I think we have the worst drivers in the country in Cincinnati. Like, I don't think anyone here knows how to work a turn signal. Like, I'm 16. I just now learned to drive. So I'm over here like the driving police because I read the book. I had to. So I'm over here like, that person's doing this wrong, this person's doing this wrong. But, like, in all fairness, these people are terrible drivers. Like, it's not just me. Like, everyone agrees.
Well, it sounds like paradise compared to Los Angeles. Because over here, they just sort of go, get out of my way, I've got a place to be. You know, and
yeah,
my favorite thing...
Yeah, if you don't move.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, my favorite thing is seeing someone sitting in traffic, really stressed, really cranky, just going, come on, what's going on? And they've got their yoga mat next to them, or they're in their yoga gear, so they're basically popping a vein in their forehead. So cranky that they're late to yoga.
Yeah, people here, like, if you don't move out of the way, they'll just, like, run you over or go around, even if it's not legal. Like, they don't care. If you're in their way and you don't move, then you're going to have a problem. Like,
yeah, and you guys have Humvees as well.
Yeah.
So,
and, like,
you know,
people,
like...
people, people change lanes here with on the freeway, on like a four-lane freeway, without using a turn signal. I'm like, you're going to get yourself killed there. What are you doing? Like, that's so sane.
That's what I'm saying, that the American forthrightness, you know, it's like, I'm coming over, get out of my way, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what I like. Sorry, mate,
We only have a few seconds left, Zach, so I wanted to thank you again for taking the time to come on and chat with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Had so much fun, didn't we, Emma?
Yes, this was a lot of fun. This was one of, like, the best shows that I think we've had. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you,
absolutely. And you have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on, and we'd love to have you anytime.
Oh, anytime, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support and your interest. And thank you to all the General Hospital fans out there for being in touch and for watching the show. It's lovely, and I hope to be around to talk to you more for a little while to
absolutely.
Come yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm going to let you go. You have a good day, all right?
All right, mate. No dramas at all. Thank you very much, Katie, and thank you very much, Emily. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
No dramas, guys. Speak.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. He's a really cool guy, as I told you guys.
That
he sends me the nicest messages on Twitter, so that was amazing.
That had to be one of the most fun interviews I've probably ever done in my life.
Yeah. You know, for a while, I was like, Bruno, the show we did with Bruno Amato was so much fun, and that was the most
fun. That was
fun,
too.
But this was, like, I think this is my new favorite. This was my most fun. You know, he's just such a nice person, and, you know, he sends me the nicest messages on Twitter, so it was really nice to get to chat with him. Okay,
absolutely.
So I'm going to do my daily announcements for everyone who's still with us. Well, you're probably not, because we're in the archive, but whatever.
We're in the archive, but
so number
whatever.
One, we have a regular show on Friday night to discuss this week. It's obviously a big week. It's the Nurses Ball, so everybody tune in and call us on Friday night. The 15th, we have Jade Harlow from the Bay. Well, she's currently on the Bay. She was on another show before. And I'm trying to think, do we have any other guests to mention? No, I don't think we have other guests to mention. Okay, I'm going to keep going on my actual announcements.
But
we don't have any other guests yet to announce to you guys, but we definitely will when we get news. We'll let you guys know on Twitter. I have, like, random GH some announcements to give you guys. Number one, we found out that Ron Moss from Bold and the Beautiful, he played Bridge for, like, 20 years. He's guest appearing on GH this week, something to do with the Nurses Ball, I guess. So look for him.
Right.
His wife said on Twitter it was a guest appearance. The three recent female casting calls, you know, there was a bunch of teenage female casting calls. According to GH Happening, so it's in depth, they start, brain moment, sorry. They start taping this week. I got distracted.
Yeah.
And then, Soaps in Depth, also GH Happening, has said that there will be an unexpected performance, a shocking announcement, and a surprise guest at the Nurses' Ball. So I want to know who you guys think it is, what you guys think is going to happen. Tweet at me, because I would love to know your theories, because I have, like, none. Because everything I try to think of, my mind just goes back to Jax, and we all know how I feel about that. So I love him, too. Anyway, also, Juan, played by Michael Saucedo, Becky Herb's husband, is set to return again to Sabrina, whatever, because, you know, they're related. So hopefully that will happen. And then with the Michelle Stafford playing Nina thing, she, like, taped that one scene super secret so that, like, they could reveal the news without, like, blowing it. And then apparently her real story is set to take off in a couple weeks. So anybody who's, like, looking for her, like, right now, you probably won't see her for a while. And then there's, like, this big, huge rumor that I keep seeing everywhere that's kind of bothering me because I hate rumors that aren't true, and this better be true, that Carly Schroeder, the original Serena Baldwin, could return as Serena because there was a casting call out for her for that character. So the rumor on GH Happenings, which they're normally on the game, is that she'll be returning. So hopefully that's true because that would be awesome, a PC vet. So that's all I have, I think. Yeah, that's all I have right now. So I'll probably have more news for you guys on Friday night. But that was a lot of news. So tweet at me. Let me know your theories because I'd love to know. And also... the Nurses Ball starts on Thursday, so everybody live tweet it with Cody and I. You guys can live tweet Cody and I. All the days. We're going to live tweet all days, right? Yeah, you guys can live tweet with us all 3 days of the Nurses Ball and tomorrow, obviously. So it's going to be lots of fun this week.
And you can live tweet with me every day. So.
Well, yeah, we normally live tweet every day. Most days Cody and I are live tweeting. I don't know if I'll be live tweeting tomorrow because I think I have to go somewhere, but when I watch it, I'll live tweet it for you guys so you can, like, tell me what you think because I know a lot of you guys live tweet at night, so I'll be with you guys tomorrow night if I don't get to see it when it's live. So, lots of fun this week. I'm so excited to see the Nurses Ball because that promo, I don't know how many of you guys have seen the promo. The promo looks amazing for the Nurses Ball this year, and I'm thinking I think it's going to be better than last year's, honestly, after that promo. Like, I'm thinking it's going to be better than last year. Which I understand if it is, because last year it was like their first year doing it in a really long time, so they had to kind of warm up. This year I think it's going to be amazing. And in the promo, Luke was singing, and I'm super excited because those of you who don't know this, Tony Geary's a singer, and he's really amazing and awesome.
Yeah.
And he did, you know, you guys have seen Karaoke Night. Everybody's seen Karaoke Night 2010, right? He did Stray Cat Strut at Karaoke Night with Ethan, Nathan Parsons, and they were amazing, so I'm excited to see Luke sing because Tony's amazing. So, yeah, my fangirl's coming out over the Nurses Ball. Like, I normally contain myself, but I fangirl so hard for the Nurses Ball. Like, I'm just so excited. Like, it's an exciting thing. And I love, okay, my favorite part of the whole thing is seeing what everyone wears. I'm such a girl. I love everybody. You know, it's just fun to see the cast all together at an event.
Right.
Like, you know, the engagement party, the weddings, everything. It's so much fun when everybody's in one place and we're not switching from scene to scene to scene. That's a lot of fun. And at the Nurses Ball, I mean, you go from backstage to out on the stage to the audience, but, like, you're in one place. So I know last year as the Nurses Ball, there was, like, some other storyline happening at the same time. So they were, like, switching between, like, the Cassadine thing and the Nurses Ball. And it was kind of confusing. So this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I know I'm, like, talking really fast right now because as I get excited, my, like, sound gets faster, and that's not normal, but whatever.
Whatever.
But, yeah. Wait, I want to know, do you have a theory about who the surprise guest is, or do you have no idea like me?
I don't have an idea, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
I have no idea, and they said
there's
a shocking
announcer. I'm thinking Springfield, but that was last year.
You're thinking who?
Rick Springfield, but that happened last year, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And he's, like, doing so much press right now, and he just released a novel. As you guys know, I'm a Rick Springfield fangirl. So I don't know if he would have had time to do it, and I doubt that it would be him because they would announce that. Like,
right.
If it was Rick, they would announce it because he did it last year.
Yeah. He wrote a novel, and he was doing a press on Good Morning America about it, I believe, Monday.
Yeah, yes.
So.
Yeah, he was on Good Morning yesterday. Today he was on Kelly and Michael and The Chew.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch The Chew almost every day. And the one day that I don't watch, Rick Springfield's on. Do you know how much this annoys me? Because I love this man so much. Like, I am obsessed with Rick Springfield, which is weird because he's, like, 65 and I'm, like, 16 and he's old and he's not really cool anymore because it's not 1985. But that's not the point. I actually bought his first book, and I never finished reading it, even though I started it, like, forever ago. But he wrote a book called Late, Late at Night a couple years back, and I bought it.
I remember that.
And actually, I got it at Big Lots. I found it at Big Lots for, like, $2. So I bought his book.
Wow.
So I have to finish reading this one so I can buy one that just came out. I think it's called Magnificent Vibrations. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love him. Okay, I have a thought. Maybe the surprise guest is Jack. But I feel like they would have announced that because he was there last year. I'm thinking it's somebody that hasn't been back in a long time that they, like, want to keep under wraps because there's no rumors about it. It's nowhere. Nobody knows. And I'm thinking, because they say unexpected performance, I'm, like, wondering if this guest will perform. And, like, a shocking announcement, what could that possibly be at this point? Everything is, like, ridiculous at this point. I don't even know what they could say to shock us. Like, what could they even say to shock us at this point? After everything that's going on.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. I guess we'll see on Friday, probably Friday as a cliffhanger. So I'm super excited, as you guys know, because I'm talking really freaking fast right now. But, yeah, this show was a lot of fun with Zachary. I'm really hyped up right now. You know, I know Cody gets the same way after shows. We all get hyper. So,
yeah
I'll shut
right
up now.
Hey,
I'm so hyped right now. I need some...
I tell you what.
Go ahead.
It got me a lot. Wow. When Zach said it. His first U.S. phone interview was with us. That's pretty.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Epic,
that's awesome.
That was pretty epic,
well, it
wasn't
was really
it?
Fun. It was really, yeah, it's epic, and it was really easy to book this him as a guest. Like, I asked him to do the show, and he said, totally, let me know what day. I'm coming back to the U.S. on this date. I'll do it. And then he's like, awesome, that sounds great. That's perfect day, perfect time. Just email all the info to my manager, and she can, like, let me know what to do. And I was like, finally, somebody that will book something themselves and then direct me to the manager, because it's really hard scheduling with people.
Managers.
Like, it's really hard
absolutely.
To schedule with publicist managers. So it's really nice when you can schedule with an actor, and then just a lot of times they don't need you to tell their manager, but Zach was like, can you give her all the information? And then, yeah. And she emailed me back, okay, props to Zach's manager, because she's my new best friend. Like, she emailed me back within, like, 20 minutes. Like, she emailed me in 20 minutes. And then I emailed her back, and I was like, here's the information you need. Like, you know, she was asking, like, what kind of questions are you going to talk about, you know, GH, whatever. I let her know everything, and she emailed back in, like, 5 minutes the second time, and was like, great, he's confirmed for that day. I'll let him know. I'll call him later. And I was like, thank you to a manager that knows how to return an email via iPhone. Like,
absolutely.
It's not that hard, because, like, you can get your email on your phone. I don't get why people have such a problem sending the emails back. I feel like people don't like me.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to go. So I'm going to
the show's almost over. We talked for 40 minutes, so oops.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you on Twitter, and I'll text you later.
I'm going
to
text you something later.
All right, cool. Bye, everyone.
All right, bye, Em.
Hi.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with Zachary Garrod, who is by far one of the classiest guys on the planet. As Emily was saying, this coming Friday is our regular GH recap show, and on the 15th, I am so excited about this. As someone I consider a dear friend, the lovely and talented Miss Jade Harlow is coming on the show. And I'm working on a few other things. I'll keep you guys posted. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Awake Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.